From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Jesse Helms' decision not to seek a sixth term means an open Senate seat next year in North Carolina. Both parties are rushing to field candidates for what's likely to be one of the most hotly contested races in the country. Though Helms, an arch-conservative, was popular, North Carolina voters have also backed more moderate candidates in the past. Both Republicans and Democrats see opportunity in next year's election. From Raleigh, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Next year will mark the first time since 1974 that North Carolina will hold a Senate election without an incumbent candidate. With the primary 9 months away, more than a half dozen people have expressed interest in running. Former cabinet member Elizabeth Dole is the most prominent person considering the race, but the potential candidates also include two congressmen, a former senator, and one of the state's best-known African-American leaders. Political analysts consider the race wide open. Andy Taylor is a professor at North Carolina State University.
This is an extremely competitive state. Below the presidential level, if you look at U.S. Senate and gubernatorial races in the last few cycles, you can tell that any Democrat or any Republican could win North Carolina statewide.
The North Carolina race takes on additional significance because of the current makeup of the Senate. If Republicans hope to erase the one-vote Democratic advantage in the chamber, they can ill afford to lose a seat they've controlled for 30 years. Former Charlotte Mayor Richard Vinroot, one of the Republicans who's thinking of running, says national party officials have assured him that keeping the North Carolina seat will be their highest priority.
People basically said to me, you win that primary and we will have the President of the United States and about everybody else you can think of in North Carolina for most of the following 6 months to be sure we win North Carolina. Well, this is a critical state. And that would be true on the Democratic side, too. They will have probably Clinton and everybody else in here to try to bring the Democratic candidate home on Election Day.
Vinroot met today with a team of strategists and pollsters to help him decide whether to enter the race. Other Republicans thinking of running include Congressman Richard Burr and Robin Hayes, and former Senator Locke Faircloth, who lost his seat to Democrat John Edwards in 1998. GOP leaders also are waiting to hear whether Elizabeth Dole will become a candidate. The former Secretary of Labor and Transportation is a North Carolina native and says she's giving the race serious consideration. Dole hasn't lived in North Carolina for 40 years, but today she terminated her voter registration in Kansas, giving rise to speculation she may soon change her residency. Republican consultant Jack Hawk says Dole is popular with voters because of her personality and reputation.
I think Elizabeth Dole is a very attractive candidate. I have polled her name numerous times over the last 20 years, and she has consistently polled very strongly.
On the Democratic side, the contest so far has attracted fewer potential candidates. Former Governor Jim Hunt, probably the state's most popular politician, says he's not interested in the race. Among the Democrats who may run is Dan Blue, the first African American to be elected Speaker of the North Carolina House. And Secretary of State Elaine Marshall already has declared her candidacy, a decision she made before Helms announced his retirement. Though Marshall is confident she could have beaten the five-term senator, she's more optimistic about the election now.
Senator Helms has always had tough elections. He's never been a deeply, deeply entrenched senator as far as his vote-getting capacity. But with the power of the incumbency taking that away and an open seat, that does make me feel a little bit freer, just a little bit brighter opportunity.
North Carolina is the second state where an incumbent senator has announced his retirement. The other is South Carolina, where Republican Strom Thurmond will be 100 years old when his term ends in 2003. In all, Republicans are defending 20 Senate seats in next year's election. Democrats are defending 14. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.